Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
They bring to me
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, I now ask for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us, to give us the guidance, Father, that we need as we study this, your word, and to open our hearts and minds to be receptive, Father, so that we can grow in faith, in strength, in health, to be able, Father, to walk according to your word, in your will and in your way, doing those things, Father, that you will ask of us to do. And I ask all of this in the sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. We're going to be now this evening in chapter 11 of Hebrews. This chapter is one of the best chapters in the New Testament on and about faith from the very beginning. So now, as we go to verse 1, it's short, but it's loaded. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, this verse 1 is not so much a definition of what faith is, but it is a description, does. Two truths concerning its activities are stated here. First, faith provides substance. Though broad in its usage, this Greek word normally has the meaning of assurance in the New Testament. And this seems to be the best sense here. Second, faith provides evidence. and it is evident in the sense of proof that results in conviction. The difference between assurance and evidence would be minimal were it not for the phrase qualifying each of things hoped for and things not seen. The first involves future hope. The second involves present realities that are seen. And the first includes the hope of the resurrection, the return of Christ, and the glorification of the saints. And the second involves unseen realities such as the forgiveness of sin through Christ's sacrifice and the present intercession of Christ in heaven. Hope is faith relating to the future. Conviction is faith relating to the present. It's quite a bit there about faith right there. But as we go, as I said, we're going to find out more about faith in this chapter. Verse 2, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Now, too, Elaine, you and I know that the elders, our elders in the Christian faith, obtained a good report by faith. 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaking. Well, we know that the Lord, when that took place, he told Cain that his brother's blood was crying out to him from the ground. We know that there's nothing that we do, say, or think that God does not know. So there's no hiding. Now, 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaking. We just got you talking a little bit about that there, but we know that Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, because it was what was offered, and it was offered from the heart. Now, in what way was his sacrifice better? It was because his was animal and Cain's was vegetable, or his a firstling and Cain's not the first fruit, or his with blood and Cain's without. Both Hebrew and Genesis demonstrate that it was not the offering that made one acceptable and the other acceptable. God accepts both grain and animal offering according to their purpose. And the character of the worshiper made one offering acceptable and the other not. You see, it was each one and the state of their being. Abel offered by his by faith, and Cain obviously did not. Genesis records that even before the rejection of Cain's offering, his heart was not right with God. Now, you find that actually in Genesis chapter 4 and around verse 7. Now, 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you really seeking for the presence of God in your life? This is what we are being told here that we need to be doing. Now, 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. You know, there in 7, talking about Noah, things not yet seen. Noah was asked by God to do in faith things that were incongruous with his former experience. He had never seen rain, and yet God told him to build an ark because of a coming flood. And as we go through the Old Testament, and we find Noah and his life, we know that he did exactly what God asked him to do, and the way God gave him to do it. He was mocked, ridiculed, laughed at, and all. All of the years that it took him to build that ark. But he did it. And then when he and his family and the animals all got inside, God shut the door and sealed it. And all of those that had gave him such a time and mocked him. Now, as this flood began, you know they were wanting in and couldn't get in. You see, that's the way things are today with you and I. If we stand in faith to do that which is right and the things that God asks of us, we know that when the time comes, we have a better home waiting for us in heaven. But if we don't, we're going to be sorrowful and reap destruction, just like those men in Noah's day that rejected him and what he was telling them. He tried to share with them. They would not listen. And a lot that we will try to share the word of God with today will not listen to you and I either. But one day, they will pay a price for the choice that they make. Now, 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went. God told him to go, but didn't tell him where he was going or give him any directions until he up and started going. And then God put him where he wanted. You see, we don't need to know everything. The main thing you and I need to know is that God is all-knowing and he loves us, and if we will walk in obedience when he lays something on us, don't question it, just start. You may not have any idea of how to do it and to get it done, but he does. And he will guide you to complete any task that he gives you to do. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Okay. Now, we know he's got some others now with him. And they are all in this together, and they will all receive this promise and this covenant. 10. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He's looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Oh, if we could just find a city here on this earth that has been built on the foundation of Almighty God, just think about it. One day it will happen. One day that will take place when Christ comes back and establishes his kingdom for that 1,000-year millennium. There'll be a city like that here on the earth can go to. Think about it. That new city, Jerusalem. that is still yet also to come. Now, 11. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child. She was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. We know she did. God had promised her she would, and she did. But there were some other things that happened too before that all taken place. Because you see, a lot of times we humans, we don't like to wait on things, and we try to get things done on our own. That's why we all stand in need of patience. But most of us don't have any when you really get down to it. Now, 12. Therefore spring there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sands which is by the seashore, innumerable. Now, that's letting you and I know that multitude is quite large when you can't even number it. 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and was persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. You see, you can find these prophecies that we read about in the New Testament were all really made back in the Old Testament days to prophets back then. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and all, and about his life and everything. And one of the best places that you can get that from is actually Isaiah. Think about that. Is Isaiah. And, you know, he tells a lot about the Lord Jesus Christ. That really is hard to find anywhere else in Scripture until we get into the New Testament. But you see, with that 53rd chapter of Isaiah, he starts out by, who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He's talking about Jesus right there from the beginning of this chapter. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. This was all back in and given to Isaiah. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Testimony of Isaiah, letting you and I know that by the stripes of Jesus, those stripes from the beatings he had, brought healing to you and I. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison, from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence. Neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil of the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. All written about him, little over 400 years before he was born. And then, in the New Testament, we have his birth, his coming, and the prophecy that was given before he got here. This word is true. And God means exactly what he says, and he will do exactly what he promises. It may not come about in our time, but it will happen because God said so. Now, back in to Hebrews chapter 11, 14. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Are you really seeking for our country and wanting the things that pertain to Almighty God. 15. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have an opportunity to have returned. Now, we have an opportunity to go back to where we came from when God put us in our mother's womb, conception. Now, 16. But now they desire a better country that is a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Being told about that city. Now, God prepared it. God was the maker of it. Not man, but God. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. But you see, this is standing. These are people that really stand on faith. And they are going to be obedient unto anything that God, through the Spirit, tells them to do. Think about it. Now, Nineteen, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. 22. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. You hearing this? You see, it's not just one or two in faith, but these are great men of faith, are great beings of faith. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. They hid him instead of killing him, like the king had declared, or let him be killed. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And he went and joined his own people and became the one God used to bring his people out of bondage in Egypt and lead them for 40 years in the wilderness. Now, 25, choosing rather for after affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Now, we have seen a lot of faith here, haven't we? And you see, it works. It will work in every case when it is true faith. And when that faith comes from the heart and the mind and the soul. Now, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. We're still talking about Moses here. 28, through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. 29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, the same to do, were drowned. Now, I want you to really think about, you see, we'll see something, and although we understand that God parted the waters so they could cross over, but he didn't just part the waters. He dried the land. It was under all this water for them to walk and move their carts and things through. They went by dry land, not mud and all of that, no. Now, 30, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compressed about 7 days. We all know that story. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. No, for she kept them safe. 32. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, 34, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turn to flight the armies of the aliens. You see, there was all kinds of things that they were involved in, and their faith brought them through it all. 35, women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. 36, and others had trial of cruel mocking and scourging, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. And one day, that'll all be back here on this earth, torture and cruelty. 37, they were stoned under were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. Yet they walked in faith. What is keeping mankind today, especially in the land where we live, with all we already have? And yet they are rejecting the Lord our God that gave it to us. And they are not giving him praise and honor and thanks. Now, 38 of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. 39. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. A lot of them, they didn't even get to see the promise. It happened years later, after they were gone. The last verse, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Those in that day and time could not obtain the perfection that you and I is given by the Lord our God. Think about these things. And I pray you'll think about them most of this night. Now, we're going to be some here. We're at the end of chapter 11. God willing, maybe in the morning, we'll be in chapter 12. Now, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, we thank you for this word. We thank you, Father, for this message. We thank you, Father, for these men that walked before us, that left us a record, Father, showing us that we can walk according to this word, that we can do the things, Father, that you call upon each of us to do. Now, Father, as we come to a close of this service tonight, we pray for Israel. We pray for peace for them. But more than that, we pray that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Messiah. And Father, this land of ours, help us, Father, to remove the evil from it and to replace all of those that are filled with evil with those, Father, that are your children, who love you, love the Lord Jesus Christ, love the church, love your people, and love this land, and will work with us to put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, for Dennis Lee, for Amy, her husband Tom, her son Jacob, for James Taylor, Bobby, Millie Johnson. And Father, pray for Sue Branson, who just lost. And Father, I pray for Debbie, that's in the hospital, that she will be healed quickly, because Father, there is work that she needs to be about. And Father, I pray for my wife and all in nursing home there in Brandenburg. Touch them, Father. Now, Father, I ask the Holy Spirit to speak and work with all of our families and work with each member and help us to work with them to bring them from darkness to light, knowing that they need the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Now, Father, be with us through this night. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. And bring us all back together again in the morning, Father, refreshed and back into your word. Father, this is my prayer tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. Have a good one.